Now, also in cricket yesterday, we spoke about Tim Payne earlier. And, well, he's having his wallet stolen, the poor bloke. But he's also flagged that there'll be discussions regarding pay cuts after the Cricket Australia announcement just a couple of days ago that, well, they delayed the announcement of the player contracts, the central contracts lists. And he said, we'll do our bit to ensure the game survives. But you would think that it may not come to that, Clarkie, considering the big revenue-generating events such as the 2020 World Cup and that India Test Series are a while away. So I'm guessing that maybe there'll be discussion about a clause or something like that being put in those contracts, potentially?
Right now, Middo, I think cricket sits in a really strong position. Again, if we're still talking about, you know, the winter codes kicking off, you know, end of June, July, August, around that time, I don't feel it'll affect cricket unless there is no sport come October. But more importantly, November, December, once India get here for the Test Series. Even if the ICC World Cup, T20 World Cup, which I think kicks off in October, was to be postponed or cancelled, I still don't feel that would have a major impact on the Australian cricketers. But if India is caught off the four Test Series, then we're talking completely different numbers. I feel Cricket Australia would be in a very similar position to, you know, the conversations we're having in and around NRL, AFL, and the football in this country. But right now, the players, you know, there's a part of the players that are probably going to enjoy being able to be home and have a break. Yes, there is still financial impact in regards to the guys that are involved in the IPL. It seems to me that's going to be very, very hard to see the IPL going forward. So you look at someone like Pat Cummins, who had a $3 million contract, and I think Dave Warner and Steve Smith, a $2 million contract. So they'll be hit hard there by not receiving any of that. I'm unsure how insurance works there. If the players are insured, will they still get a percentage of that payment if the competition or the tournament doesn't go ahead? But in regards to their Cricket Australia contracts, which are significant, to say the least, I think right now the cricketers are probably sitting in a very lucky position.
Yeah, not so much in the UK, though. A report in the Times over there saying that Joe Root, Ben Stokes, Josh Butler and others, they could be expected to take a £200,000 cut, which is roughly double that, about 400,000 Australia, if the home summer there is shut down. And, well, that wouldn't be looking good there in the UK, you could imagine, at the moment.
Yeah, well, obviously, time difference, and it's the they're coming into their summer now, so they will be affected. The people in the UK, the players in the UK will certainly be affected. And
haven't they got
again,
that new
they'll be having the same conversations.
Haven't they got that new competition too, Clive?
Yeah, the 100.
Yeah, the 100 League, yeah. So a number of Australians are involved or are meant to be involved in that as a player or some coaches. Well, I think Warney's coaching one of the teams. I think Darren Lehman, Ricky Ponting, they're coaching some of the teams. So, yeah, they'll be impacted for sure. Anything in the UK coming into their summer in and around cricket will be impacted. And it's going to be interesting to see, you talk those numbers, Mido, but if, you know, Joe Root's making, you know, £2 million, then $200,000 or £200,000 is a very small percentage compared to what we're talking about in and around the winter codes here in Australia. So it'll be interesting to see how that Players Association in the UK and the ECB work together to see how heavily cricket is impacted. And I guess that's why a lot of the countries have looked to set up their own tournaments. So Cricket Australia, for example, have invested heavily into the BBL, so the 2020 competition here in Australia, in preparation for if something wasn't to go to plan and something happened in India, because India generates some upwards of 80% of the income into cricket's revenue internationally through the ICC. If something was to happen to India, then Australia still has its own competition with the BBL, so it can still generate income. And that's a big part of why they haven't wanted to sell and franchise the BBL teams. Cricket Australia has wanted ownership of that as a plan B. So if something like this happens and the ICC needs to pull the pin on cricket for whatever reason, then Cricket Australia still has their little baby to be able to still find a way to make money for the players and for the game to continue to move forward.